感谢主给我这个机会，这一次到这里来与各位弟兄姊妹来见面。
Praise the Lord for the opportunity of seeing brothers and sisters here once again.
我这一次愿意与弟兄姊妹大家谈谈。
I would like to have a chat with you this time.
我们不要把它当作我在这里讲道给你们听。
Don't treat it as if I'm teaching a sermon here.
我不过愿意在这里把我的心向着你们打开。
I would just open my heart here for brothers and sisters.
也盼望你们的心能向着我打开。
And I wish that you would also open your heart to me.
我们一同在主面前来看一个很重要并且切身的问题。
And together we'll look at a very important and intimate question before the Lord.
那个问题就是说，我们为什么这样聚会？
And the question is, why do we so gather?
为什么我们这样聚会？
Why do we so gather?
请我们先看几处的圣经。
We look at a few scriptures together.
第一处是《使徒行传》第二章。
The book of Acts, chapter 2.
第四十二节
verse 42
使徒行传第二章第四十二节
Acts chapter 2 verse 42
我们知道在五旬节的那一天有三千人跪到跪给主
We know on the day of Pentecost、there were 3,000 people that turned to the Lord
他们归于主之后有什么情形呢
What happened after that?
四十二节
In verse 42
就恒心遵守师徒的教训彼此交集白饼祈祷
And they were continually devoting themselves to the apostles teaching and to fellowship to the breaking of bread and to prayer
我们再看希伯来书第十章
Hebrews chapter 10.
我们就读第二十五节
Verse 25.
希伯来书第十章第二十五节
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25.
你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人。都要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
Not forsaking our own assembling together as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another and all the more as you see the day drawing near.
我们知道基督徒有一个特点。
We know that Christians have one particular characteristic.
那个特点就是说我们不能单独
and that is we cannot be alone
我们必须要与其他的基督徒有交通
we must fellowship with other Christians
因为神所给我们的生命乃是我们一同分享
for the life that God has given us is to share with others
主所给你的生命也是主所给我的生命
The life that the Lord has given you is the same life that He has given you.
因为我们所得着的是同一个生命。
And because it is the same life that we all receive.
因此我们就需要聚集。
We need to assemble together.
我们需要大家彼此勉励。
We need to encourage one.
没有一个基督徒他能自己单独而生存的。
There is not a Christian that can live.
无论他是怎样的树林怎样的刚强
No matter how strong or spiritual he may be
他还是需要与其他的肢体发生这个树林的这个交通
He still needs a spiritual fellowship with other members of the body
所以我们看见当初啊这个在这个当初的教会里面
Therefore we see in the first church
在五旬节那一天
On the day of Pentecost
本来只有一百二十个人
There were only 120
这一百二十个人他们聚集在一起
These 120 people assembled
他们在那个楼上有十天的功夫
for 10 days in the upper room.
他们在那里祷告，他们在那里等候神。
They prayed and waited before God.
然后我们看见圣灵就降在这120位弟兄姊妹的身上。
And then we saw the Spirit descended upon these 120 brothers and sisters.
他们在一个灵里头就受浸，就归入一个身体。
And in one spirit, they were baptized into one body.
本来他们是120的个人。
They were 120 individuals.
但是圣灵把他们浸成一个身体。
But the spirit baptized them into one body.
现在他们是一个身体，有120个肢体。
Now they are one body with 120 members.
就在那一天，主又加了3000个门徒给教会。
And on that day, the Lord added 3,000 disciples.
所以我们看见在那一天就有3120个人。
Therefore, we heard, you see, on that day, there were 3,120 people.
但是这个3120个人并不是单独并且分散的。
But these 3,120 people were not individuals or scattered.
我们看见这3120个人，他们恒心遵守师徒的教训和教通。
All these people together keep the teaching.Of the disciples and fellowship together.
并且他们在那里摆饼和祷告。
Together they broke the bread and prayed.
所以教会的历史从开始就给我们看见神的儿女常常聚集。
Therefore, from the very beginning of the history of church, we can see that the children of God often assemble together.
在耶路撒冷的教会里面，我们看见那一般信主的人，他们常常聚集在一起。
And we also see in the church of Jerusalem, all the believers, they often gather together.
虽然到后来神陆续的把得救的人加给教会。
And we see that gradually God added people to the church.
就天天把人加给教会。
Daily, the Lord added people to the church.
说我们所能顾及的，当时在耶路撒冷的教会里头就有10,000多个信徒。
According to our estimate, there were more than 10,000 believers in Jerusalem.
但是这么多的信徒，他们还是常常在一起，常常有聚会。
Despite this large number, they still gather together.
他们不单的在这个各家里面，他们在那里有摆饼。
Not only did they have bread breaking in family,
并且他们有的时候在所罗门的廊下，他们大家聚集在一起。
Very often they would gather under the portal of Solomon.
他们实在是同心合意。
They gather together in one spirit.
他们实在是彼此相爱。
They love one another.
彼此相顾。
They care for one another.
因着这种的情形，当时的时候，他们在这个。对世界来讲有非常刚强的见证。
Because of this, they had a very strong testimony to the world.
主的福音无论传到什么地方去，
wherever the gospel was preached,
无论在什么地方有人蒙恩得救了，
wherever there were people that were saved,
我们看见很自然的这些得救蒙恩的人，他们就聚集在一起。
We can see very naturally these people that were saved would assemble together.
虽然在圣经里头，我们并没有看见，主告诉我们应当怎样聚会。
Although the Lord did not clearly state how we should assemble,
我们在圣经里只听见有命令说不可停止聚会。
We only have the commandment that we should not forsake.
但是神的儿女应当怎样聚会，圣经里头也没有什么规定。
But there is no set rules how the children of God should assemble together.
可以说除了哥林多前书第14章之外，
maybe with the exception of 1 Corinthians chapter 14,
我们并没有看见圣经里头告诉我们说我们应当怎样聚会。
We cannot find out in the Bible how we should assemble.
因为什么呢？因为圣灵在教会的中间。
For the Spirit is in the church.
所以圣灵他会带领弟兄姊妹来一同聚集。
And the Spirit will lead brothers and sisters to assemble together.
并不是来板的规条的。
And it's not some preset rule.
实在有神的灵在那里带领神的儿女一同在那里聚会。
But there the Spirit will lead the children of God to assemble together. assemble together.
这个是我们在读使徒行传的时候，我们看见有这种的光景。
This is the condition that we see from the book of Acts.
但是后来在教会的历史里头，我们知道。
But later, from the church, from the history of the church.
慢慢慢慢，信主的人也增加了。
There were more believers.
其他的时候在第二世纪第三世纪的时候
in the second or third century,
我们知道那个时候基督教乃是受罗马国的那个逼迫的
you know that the Romans were persecuting Christians
根据历史告诉我们说这个罗马帝国有十次很厉害的逼迫所有信徒的人
according to history there were 10 times that the Roman Empire persecuted the Christians
因为当教会在受逼迫的时候
And when the church was persecuted,
恐怕假的信徒啊就不大多
Maybe there were not too many false believers
因为什么呢因为他如果要承认他是信徒的话也许他要丧命
For if they confessed they were Christians maybe they would lose their lives
所以当然这个假的人假信的人就比较少了
Naturally, there were very few false believers
那些信徒的人实在肯把他们自己的命放上去的
But the true believers would be willing to put down their lives
虽然在教会历史里头在这两个世纪里头也有一些打岔的事情
Therefore we see that in these two centuries there were some interruptions
但是呢大体说来那个时候教会还是很真并且也是很认真的
But by and large the church was true and sincere
但是到了第四世纪的时候
But when we came to the fourth century,
我们知道君士坦丁大王他得了罗马帝国之后
We know that when Constantine apprehended the Roman Empire
他就解放了他就承认了这个基督教是合法的了
He declared the Christianity was legal
同时他也鼓励人相信基督
And in fact, they encourage people to become Christians.
他鼓励人受洗归入基督教
He encouraged people to be baptized.
因着这个缘故啊突然有许许多多的人都受洗归入基督教
And because of this, all of a sudden, a lot of people were baptized.
但是他们并没有真正的相信主
But they did not indeed believe, in fact, believe the Lord.
他并没有主的生命在他们的里面
They did not have the life of the Lord in them.
他们不过因着君王的鼓励啊他就入了基督教
It is only because by the urging of the king that they became Christians
从那个时候开始我们可以说这个教会的历史就开始走下坡了
And we can see that starting from that time that the church was going downhill
在所谓的这个教会的里面就加入了许多不信的人
There were a lot of non-believers that were in the church
放在信与不信的不能同处一乐
In the beginning, the believers and non-believers could not be together.
但是今天我们看见说世界跑到教会里来了，教会也落到世界里去了。
But then now we see that the world has entered into the church, and the church has also went into the world.
所以世界和教会好像混在一起了。
And the church and the world remain together.
教会的见证就开始渐渐地衰落。
The testimony of the church went downhill.
当这种情形的时候，后来我们看见在信主的人中间也起了很多很多的分裂。
And then we see that among the believers, there were a lot of division.
不单呢，这个所谓的这个世界跑到教会，教会跑到世界里去了。
Not only did the church enter into the world, and the world entered into the church.
并且就是在那个教会里面的这个人也四分五裂。
Even in the church itself, there were many divisions.
结果，这种的情形是一直留到我们今天。
And this condition persisted until today.
所以今天在我们身上有两个问题。
Therefore, there are two questions.
第一个问题说我们信主的人不能不聚会
First it is that believers must assemble
这是主的命令
This is the command
这也是主的生命在我们里面的要求
And this is the requirement of the life of the Lord in us
我们不能不聚会
We cannot but assemble
但是第二个问题说现在这个聚会啊这个光景啊都是这样的很乱
But then comes the second question. Now that the condition of the assembly is so much in a turmoil,
本来信徒的人大家都在一起同心合一的在那里聚会追求主。
It used to be that all believers were gathered in one spirit,
一同在追求主
and seek the Lord.
但是现在呢
and now,
我们看见神的儿女都四分五裂
We see that all the children of God are scattered.
不但在同一个城市里面有许多的所谓的公会许多的派别
Within one city there would be many churches and many denominations
就是在一个同一个城里也许多有许许多的独立的小段团体
In one city there would be very many individual gatherings
那么今天我信主了
And today I have believed
我必须要聚会
I must assemble.
我应当到哪里去聚会呢
Where should I go?
我今天去聚会究竟是为做什么呢
Why am I going to meet?
这个就成了一个很实际的问题
This becomes a very practical question.
所以我想今天在弟兄姊妹中间我们具有这样的一个问题
Therefore I think there is one question about us today.
我是一个信主的人
I'm a believer.
我必须聚会
I must assemble.
但是我应当到哪里去聚会呢
Where should I go?
那样的聚会才是合乎神心意的聚会呢
What kind of a meeting is one that is after the heart of God?
究竟我在那里要去聚会的时候我的目的在什么地方
What is my purpose of attending the meeting?
究竟我盼望在聚会的中间能得到什么
What do I expect from the meeting?
我想这些是我们很切身和实际的问题
I think these are very practical and intimate questions
有的人他聚会不过是为做交际
Some people come to a meeting to socialize
我们知道我们这个人呢是一个合群的人
We know that we are all very sociable
所以我们呢有的时候在我们所谓这个生活的里面有一个宗教的部分在宗教的部分里头也有他那个社交的那个里头
In our life there is a religious part and in that part itself it has the urge or requirement to socialize
那我看这个特别是关乎我们地区在外国的人这一种的这个试探就非常的大
I think particularly for us who live in the West this is a great temptation
因为我们都是从东方来的
So we all came from the East
我们到了一个异乡的地方
And now we are in a strange country
当然我们很盼望好像与我们呢这个言语了习惯了一起相同一点的人在一起好像比较容易一点
Actually we find it easier to be with people that are of the same background
实在说来我们聚集在一起不是光是为着要追求的
But in fact we gather together not only to seek the Lord
不错我们是只要追求的
Indeed we gather together to seek the Lord
但是里头都不免也带着一点所谓的那个社交的那个性情在里头
But included in this would be a spirit to socialize
这个也是有一些人他聚会的那个目的
This is part of the purpose of people coming to a meeting
但是我们知道教会并不是一个社交的团体
But we know that the church is not a socializing body
那么有的人他聚会不是为着要社交
Some people did not come to a meeting to socialize
他实在是要得着一点属灵的帮助
They come to receive spiritual help
我看这个也是很正当的
I think this is very correct
但是究竟我们聚会是不是为着要得着一点属灵的帮助呢
But is it all that we come to a meeting for?
不错我们聚集在一起要彼此勉励
It's right that we are together to encourage one another
激发我们的爱心
To exalt the love of one another
叫我们在属灵的生命上能得到一点帮助
That we may receive help for our spiritual life
有些时候借着所听的道叫我们属灵方面得到一点供应
Sometimes we seek help by the word of God.
有的时候与弟兄姊妹在那里交通，因此也得到一点安慰。
Sometimes we receive comfort true fellowship with brothers and sisters.
恐怕有许多人他参加聚会的目的就是要得到益处。
A lot of people come to a meeting to benefit.
什么地方给我益处多一点呢？我就到哪里去。
Whatever place that will benefit more, that will benefit me more, I will go there.
好像有人说什么地方有草吃，那当然我这个羊啊就到那个草场去了。
It is like a sheep that will seek after pasture.
这个也不能怪说是错。
We cannot say it is wrong.
我们是需要这种属灵的供应。
Indeed, we need spiritual help.
我们是需要这种属灵的帮助。但是弟兄姊妹，今天基督徒聚会、基督徒聚集，是不是为着要得出一点属灵的帮助？
The brothers and sisters, a Christian gathering together for spiritual help.
这个得出属灵的帮助，我们可以说是一个福袋所得出的那个恩典。
We can only say that receiving spiritual help is an accessory part.
但是基督徒主要的聚会的目的并不在此。
But the main purpose of Christians assembling together is not this.
因为什么呢？
For what reason?
因为如果我们聚会光是要得着一点属灵的益处的话，
So if we only assemble together to receive some spiritual help,
那我们这些基督徒都是非常自私的人。
Then we become very selfish people.
我们总是要得着，要得着，要得着。
We want to receive and receive and receive.
恐怕我们从来也没有想要给，要给，要给的。
Maybe it never occurred to us that we are to give and give.
我们来聚会就是要有所得着。
We come to receive.
那么如果今天讲道的人讲到坏一点，哎呀，我们又得着什么？我们不要去了。
So if the preacher did not give a very good sermon, we have no interest to go with him.
或者你弟兄他们在交通的时候啊，好像你不没有得出什么属灵的帮助，那不要你弟兄姊妹来帮了。
So when you fellowship with some brothers and sisters and you did not receive any help, then you will give up fellowship with other brothers and sisters.
那是不是我们聚会就是为着这个目的呢？
So are we gathering together just for that?
如果我们聚会为着这样的目的的话，那么你要看见说我们今天会在这里，我明天会在那，结果我们会全程要过地恐怕都走偏了。你还没有找到一个完全的教会能满你的心意，你从来也没有停下来，你是一直在那里和以色列的百姓在旷野一直在那个打转一样。
You will never stop and you will go around just like the Israelites in the wilderness.
所以我们在这里有一个很切身的实际的问题。
Therefore, we have here a very practical question.
我们所有属于主的人知道我们经常聚会。
All who believe to the Lord know that they have to attend.
但是究竟基督徒为什么聚会？
But why do Christians attend?
我们究竟聚会的目的在什么地方？
What is our purpose of attending?
当我们聚会的时候，我们盼望什么？
When we assemble, what do we expect?
这个我们需要从神的话语里面有一个正确的。
We need to see this very precisely from the Word of God.
所以今天晚上，我愿意在这里弟兄姊妹要教导你这个东西。
Therefore, I'd like to fellowship with brothers and sisters tonight on this topic.
为什么我们聚会？
Why do we attend?
我们聚会不是为着社交。
We assemble not to social.
不错，我们是人，这个社交总是有一点在里头的。
It's true that being human, human beings that we need social.
但是我们聚会也不是为着光为着要得着属灵的益处。
And we gather not only to receive some spiritual benefit.
我们会得到属灵的帮助。
We would receive.
但是我们的目的并不是为着这个。
But that is not our purpose.
那究竟为什么主吩咐我们要聚会呢？
So why does the Lord command us to attend?
聚会的主要的目的究竟在哪里呢？
Where is the main purpose of attending?
我们看见，今天我们要聚会。不是光为着我们要聚会，乃是为着。
We have to see that we assemble together not for ourselves but for the Lord.
因为神的旨意。
Because of the purpose of God.
神的旨意只要他的儿子在凡事上居首位。
The will of God is the Lord be first in all things.
但是要神的儿子耶稣基督在凡事上居首位的话，
But in order for the Lord to be first in everything,
他必须先在他自己的儿女的中间居首位。
He must be first among his own children.
这个居首位不光是我们个人的问题。
It is not just a personal question for the Lord to be first.
我们不但在我们每一个个人的身上要让基督居首位，
not only do we have to let the Lord be preeminent in our personal life，
我们团体的生活里头也是要让他居首位，
but we also must be preeminent in our corporate life。
我们必须让主在这个团体的生活里头做主做头。
We must let the Lord to be the head and the eminent in this body.
所以在马太福音十八章里头就这样告诉我。
Therefore, in Matthew chapter 18, it says,
我们知道在那一节的圣经里头，乃是把那个教会呀、啊，这个聚会的原则告诉我。
There it tells us the principles of the church assembling together.
他说，无论在什么地方
，wherever.
有两三个人
there are two or three
奉我的名聚会
that gather together in my name
我就在他们中间
there I am in their midst
这个是教会的一个最基本的基础
this is the most basic principle of the church
什么是教会呢
what is the church
教会这个字在希腊文里头的意思就是说蒙召的人
The church in the Hebrew word in Greek means the called the gathering together of the called.
所以那一间被蒙召的人聚集在一起，这就叫做教会。
This is what the church is the gathering together of the called.
那么蒙召的人聚集最低的数目要一个聚集的话，总要两个或者三个人。
And the minimal number.For church together would be two or three.
你一个人没有把它聚集
One person cannot attend.
所以最起码有两个或者三个人
Therefore you need at least two or three.
那么这两个和三个人不是分散的
These two or three are not scattered.
这两个三个人是聚集的
And gather together.
但是他们聚集是怎样聚集的
How do they gather together?
我们知道在世界上人聚集很多
We know that there are many different gatherings in the world.
所谓志同道合，我们大家就聚集在一起了。
Those that have similar interests will gather together.
在学校里面有 fraternity, 有 sorority.
There are many fraternities in the school.
我们也知道在社会里头有各种各样的 club.
And there are many clubs in the society.
那么今天信主的人有两三个人聚集，他们这个聚集与世界上其他的聚集有什么不同呢？
Now, two or three believers were to gather together. How are they different from the other gatherings?
他们聚集与其他世界上所有的聚集不同，就是因为他们是奉主的名聚会。
The difference between their gathering and all the other gatherings in the world is that they gather in the name of the Lord.
世界其他不同的聚会是因着别的原因聚会。
All the other gatherings were held for various reasons.
有的人聚会乃是因为体育的关系 ，sports.
Some gather together for sports.
有的人聚会乃是为做这个研究一个什么东西而聚会。
Some people gather together for research.
有的人聚会乃是为做娱乐而聚会。
Some people gather together for entertainment.
这个聚会有的是为做同乡所以聚会。
Some people gather together because they were from the same country.
但是我们今天基督徒聚集为做什么
But today, why do Christians gather together?
我们是奉主的名聚会
They gather together in the name of the Lord.
我们是聚会在他的名字的底下
We are gathering under his name.
这什么意思
What?
在这里说奉主的名聚会不是一句话
It is not just a statement that we gather in the name of the Lord.
奉主名聚会乃是一个属灵的实际。
to gather together in the name of the Lord is a spiritual reality.
因为什么呢？主的名在哪里，就是代表他的。
For where the name of the Lord is, there is the Lord.
所以他说，两三个人奉我的名聚会，我就在他们中间。
Therefore he says, for where two or three have gathered together in my name, there I am at the end.
真正奉主的名聚会，就有主的同在在那。
If we truly gather together in the Lord's name, there will be the presence of the Lord.
那什么叫做奉主的名聚会呢？
What is gathering in the name?
奉主名聚会的意思就是说，我们这些两三个或者这些聚集的人，乃是把我们自己归到主的名底下去。
It means that the two or three members that are gathering together would put ourselves under the name of the Lord.
归到他名底下的意思就是服在他的权柄底下。
To be under the name of the Lord means we subject to his authority.
我们让他做我们的主，我们让他做我们的中心。你知道在圣经里头有一些的话很稀奇的。
You know there are many marvelous words in the Bible.
圣经里说，基督耶稣是什么呢？是我们的这个根基。
The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ is our foundation.
他是我们的 foundation stone， 他是我们根基的石头。教会乃是建造在基督这个根基这个 foundation 这个上面的。
And the church is built on this foundation.
同时圣经也说，我们的主耶稣是什么呢？他是房角石 cornerstone.
And the Bible also tells us that our Lord is the cornerstone.
他不单是我们这个根基啊，他也是我们这个房角石。
Not only is it our foundation, it is also the cornerstone.
你知道房角石是什么东西呢？房角石乃是联络整个的房子。
Cornerstone is one that puts together the whole house.
在那个房子有一个角落的地方啊，有一块石头放在那里。
And in the corner of the house is a stone.
这一块的石头是联络整个的房子。
And this stone would link together the whole house.
同时圣经也说，我们的主是什么呢？是房子的头牌的石头， the top stone, head stone.
And the Bible also tells us that the Lord is the top stone.
所以你看见这里的形容给我们看见什么呢？
So what do we see from this description?
他说我们的主是我们的根基石。
It tells us that the Lord is our foundation stone.
我们是建造在基督的身上。
We are built on the body of Christ.
他，我们不但是建造在他身上，
Not only are we built on his body,
我们应着他叫我们全额都联络起来。
And because of him, the whole house is put together.
而他又是我们的这个顶石，我们的这个 top stone.
And he is also our top stone.
他在我们上面呢，盖住我们。
He is above us.
换一句话说，我们今天聚集在一起。完全是让主做我们的
主。In other words, we gather together today when the Lord is our all.
我们聚会不是为着自己。
We gather together not for ourselves.
我们聚会是奉他的名，也是为着他。
We gather in his name and for.
这一个是我们真正聚会的原因。
And this is the true purpose.Of our assembly
here. 你知道今天有许多人他们在那里聚会。
You know that there are many gatherings today.
有的人是在别的人的名字底下聚会。
Many gatherings under other names.
今天有许许多多的聚集都是有特别的名字。
There are a lot of gatherings today that have special names.
这个名字也许是根据一个树林的伟人。
Maybe according to a spiritual giant.
这个名字也许是根据一段的真理。
The name may be.According to some spiritual truth.
或者这个名字是根据一些属灵的经历。
Maybe according to some spiritual experience.
不错，那些是属灵的伟人。
It's true, those with spiritual giants.
那些是属灵的真理。
Those with spiritual truth.
那些也是属灵的经历。
Those with spiritual experience.
但是我们聚会不能聚在这些名字底下。
But we cannot gather together under these names.
我们聚会必须聚集在基督的名下。
We must gather under the name of the Lord.
我们是宗族伟大。
We magnify。
我们聚在这一起的目的就是要高举基督。
We gather together to exalt the Lord。
我们不是要高举什么人。
Not some people。
我们也不需要高举什么真理。
We're not to exalt some truth。
我们也不要根据高举什么经历。
Or some experience。
我们是高举基督。
We exalt the Lord。
我们要让基督在凡事上能居首位。
We want the Lord to be preeminent in everything。
不但在我们每一个人身上居首位。
Not only to be preeminent in each of us individually。
当我们聚在这一起的时候，也让他能居首位。
But he may also be preeminent in our gathering。
所以圣经有这个说法。
Yes, the Bible says。
他说要持定元首。
We have to hold fast the head。
那哥罗西说要持定元首。
We have to hold fast。
我们持定元首，全身就联络得合
适。
这一个是我们聚会一个主要的原因。
This is the main purpose of our gathering together。
弟兄姊妹，如果我们能看见说今天我们聚会不是为了自己。
Brothers and sisters, if we can see that today we are gathering together not for ourselves。
我们是为了主。我们要主有所得着。
We want the Lord to receive something。
我们要神的旨意，关乎主的旨意得以完成。
We want the will of God concerning the Lord to be accomplished。
因为神他关于他儿子的旨意是何等的这个伟大。
For how great is the will of God concerning the Son。
神要他的儿子在万有上居首。
God wants the Son to be preeminent over all。
他要万有都在基督里面同归于一。
That all may be put together in the Lord。
他要做让基督做一切的一切。
That the Lord may be all in all。
这一个是神对他儿子所定的旨意。
This is the will of God。
但是这个旨意必须先在神的儿女的中间通行。
But this will must first be done among the children of God。
所以不说第一章这样说。
Therefore, this is chapter one itself。
神让基督为着教会做万有的元首。
The God put Christ to be the head of all of the church。
那么教会是什么？
So、what is the church？
是基督的身体。
And it's the body。
是那充满万有者所充满。
It is He fulfills all and all。
同时在第三章里头也告诉我。
And in chapter three itself。
今天在现在这个时候，神要借着教会，叫执政掌权者能知道神，不被腐败。今天在现在这个时候，神要借着教会，叫执政掌权者能知道神，不被腐败的那个机会。
God can show that wisdom through the one who has power。
所以我们看见说这个是神对他儿子耶稣基督所定的旨意。
So we see this is the will of God concerning His Son Jesus。
而我们聚会就是为着这个旨意能通行。
And it is for this purpose that we gather together。
那么到这个旨意能在我们中间通行的时候，
And when this purpose is carried out，
就能借着我们通行到所有的万有的中间去。
And through us This will can be accomplished in all nations。
所以神的儿女聚会乃是有一个非常的这个重要的这个关系在。
Therefore, the children of God gather together for a very important reason。
我们不是为着自己。
Not for ourselves。
是我们自己要得到益处。
Not for our own benefit。
但是我们聚会乃是为着神关乎他儿子耶稣基督的旨意能够完成。
But we gather so that the will of God concerning His Son can be accomplished。
这一个是我们为什么聚会的第一个原因。
This is the first reason why we assemble together。
那么我们要这一个原因呢，真正能那个通行在我们身上。
And when this can fully be carried out in us。
当然，我们第一，我们需要在神面前有启示。
first you must have revelation before God.
因为如果我们没有启示的话，当然我们这个聚会就是为着我们自己。
And if we do not have any revelation, we will feel that we gather together for ourselves.
我们需要启示，我们才能看见说我们聚会乃是为着主。
We need revelation in order to see that we gather together for the Lord.
我们有了这个启示之后。
When we have this revelation.
我们就在神面前要有一个这个决心。
Then we need to have a resolution before God.
我们有一个决心说，我们要基督在我们中间居首位。
We need to have the resolution that we want the Lord to be preeminent in among us.
那有了这个决心之后呢，你就看见在我们身上要起一个这个大的这个 revolution， 大的那个变化。
And when we have this resolution, we will see that there will be a revolution in us.
那叫我们连聚会的那个生活也有极大的转变。
That even our church life.Go through a great change.
我们不再在那里注意说我能得多少。
No, we will no longer pay attention to what would we receive.
我们的目的完全改变
了。Our purpose will change altogether.
我们今天的聚会乃是为着主。
We gather together for the Lord.
我要与弟兄姊妹一同来尊主伟大。
Together we will magnify him.
我们要把自己放在主的权柄底下。
We have to subject ourselves.
让主在我们中间居首位，因着这样的缘故，叫他在万有上能居首位。
And because of this, he can be preeminent in all.
所以这一个是聚会的那个第一个原因。
Therefore, this is the first reason why we attend.
我们聚会第二个原因，按照圣经给我们看见。
The second reason why we attend more according to the Bible.
我们看见神不但对于他的儿子有旨意。
You see that God not only has a will concerning his son,
要他的儿子在万有上居首位。
He may be preeminent in all.
我们看见神对于他的教会也有他的旨意。
We also see that God has a will for his church.
因为基督乃是神的奥秘。
So Christ is the mystery of God.
教会是基督的奥秘。
The church is the mystery of Christ.
基督和教会啊是连在一起的。
The church and Christ are united.
基督乃是头。
Christ is the head.
神本身一切的丰富啊，都有形有体的居住在他的里面。
All the riches of God dwell in him.
教会呢是基督的身体。
And the church is the body of Christ.
是充满万有者所充满。
And it's filled.With the ones who is all in all.
所以今天神的儿女聚集。
Therefore today the children of God gathering together.
第二个原因就是为着这个身体。
For this second reason, and that is the body.
神要这个身体啊能彰显。
God wants his body to be manifest.
神要这个身体能长成。
That it will grow.
神要借着这个身体啊有作为。
That God can work.
因着这个缘故，我们要聚集。
For this reason, we have to assemble.
因为当我们能聚集的时候
，For when we assemble together,
我们就能把这个身体彰显出来。
We can show forth this body.
如果今天我们不聚集
，If we do not gather,
如果今天你在这里，他在那里
，If we are scattered,
这个身体就永远的彰显不出来。
Then we cannot show forth this body.
要这个身体彰显出来，我们必须要聚集。
In order to show forth this body, we must assemble.
但是当我们聚集的时候
，So when we assemble,
我们要聚集像一个身体一样。
We have to be like a body.
或者说，我们要在身体的那个根基上来聚集。
For we have to gather together and on the foundation of the body.
我们今天聚集不是在这里说我们这里有几有二十个人三十个人我们大家在一起聚会。
We do not gather just for the sake of putting together 20 or 30 people.
我们与其他的基督徒都没有关系。
We have no relationship with other Christians.
不是。
No.
我们今天聚集就是说神的儿女聚集乃是为着身体的见证。
Today, the children of God gather together for the testimony of the body.
今天基督的身体侍奉主。
Today, the body of Christ has been shed.
不错，在基督教里头有许多的这个教友啊，根本也没有信仰。
It is true that there are many members in the churches that were not Christians.
但是我们也知道，在基督教里头，有在各个公会里头，各个小团体里头，也有许多信徒爱主的。那么，当我们聚集的时候
，So when we gather together,
究竟我们应当抱什么态度呢
？What attitude should we have？
是不是我们在这个许多的公会、许多的团体之中啊，我们又加上一个呢
？Are we just another of these churches or organizations？
是不是再加上一个所谓的 fellowship 呢
？Just another fellowship on top。
如果是这样的话，是不是把神的儿女分得更多呢
？If this is the case, then we are scattering the children of God even more.
那为什么我们另外要有聚会呢
？So why do we need to have a separate meeting?
你知道，我常常问我自己一个问题。
So I often ask myself this question.
究竟今天我们这样聚会有没有正当的理由
？Do we have the correct reason?To assemble together today.
如果没有正当的理由不能 justify 的话，那我们何必聚会呢
？And if we cannot justify this, why should we assemble?
我们为什么不到其他的地方聚会呢
？Why do we just not go to other churches?
你一定要在神面前看见说，究竟你这个聚会是究竟为着什么原因
？You must see before God why do we gather together.
所以我们要看见说，今天我们聚会有一个原因能叫我们聚会。
Therefore, here we see a reason why we can assemble.
不单是为着主
，not only for the Lord，
也是为着身体的见证
，but also for the testimony of the body.
今天基督的身体四分五裂
，today the body of Christ is broken.
神的儿女都分散在各地
，the children of God are scattered.
有的在这个名下，有的在那个名下
，some under His name and others under another name.
有的没有名，但是也不在主的名底下。
Some gather under no name, but not, but neither under the name.
我们觉得说我们需要奉主的名聚。
We feel that we need together in the name of the Lord.
并且当我们聚会的时候，我们要相信说，虽然我们只有一部分的人聚会，我们实在是包容神所有的。
And when we gather together, we have to have the understanding that although there are only a number of brothers and sisters gathering here, we include all the children of God.
我们今天是愿意有这个身体的见证。
We are willing to have the testimony of the Lord.
我们并没有意思要与神的儿女再分一个条分子。
We have no intention of splitting the body of Christ into another small body.
我们是愿意从那些分裂的里面出来，归到身体和灵里。
But rather, we have come together for the oneness of the body.
所以我们的心里头一定要包容神所有的人。
Therefore, in our hearts, we must be open to all children of God.
我们不能把神的儿女排斥在外面。
We cannot exclude the children of God.
因为只有这样，我们才可以说有原因来聚会。
Only when we assemble like this, we have, we can be justified.
所以当我们不顶的时候，这一块的饼乃是代表所有的。
Therefore, when we come to the bread breaking meeting, the bread represents all the children of God.
虽然神的儿女不是多在这里
although not all children of God are here,
但是我们在心灵的里面，我们要看见这是代表神。
But in our heart, we have to see that this represents all the children of God.
所以圣经告诉我们说，我们要积极地保守圣灵所赐的。
Therefore, the Bible tells us that we have to work to keep the one given to us by the Spirit.
圣灵已经把那个合一赐给了我们。
The Spirit has given us the one.
那圣灵所给我们的合一乃是什么呢
？What is the one?
在以弗所第四章所给我们看见。
Chapter 4, we see.
我们是一个身体
We are one body.
我们是一位圣灵
We are one spirit.
我们是一个这个指望
We are called in one hope.
我们是一位主
We are one Lord.
一个信一个喜
One faith, one baptism.
一位神就是我们的父在我们众人之中众人之上
one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all.
换句话说，今天我们在神里面，我们已经是一。
In other words, today we are one in God.
在圣灵的里面
，in the spirit，
在圣体的里面
，in the body，
在这个恩召的盼望里面
，in our hope, in our calling, in our hope，
这个是都与圣灵发生关系的。
These all have a relationship with the Spirit.
一主一心一体
One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
这个与主耶稣发生关系
These bear a relationship with the Lord.
一位神和父这与父神发生关系
One God and Father, this has a relationship with the Lord.
所以你看见整个的神格都在哪里父子圣灵
Therefore we see that the whole Trinity is there.
我们相信主的人
We who believe in the Lord.
我们在神里面我们已经是一人
We are one in God.
我们要极力保守这个意思。
We have to work to keep this one.
不错，我们中间有许许多多不同的看法。
It is true that there are many different opinions among us.
我们对于圣经有许多不同的解说。
We have different interpretations of the Bible.
我们对书里的经理也个人有不同的地方。
We have different spiritual experience.
但是这些的不同不能叫我们分离。
But all these differences should not divide us.
我们要站在这个合一的这个立场的上面。
We have to stand on this one.
在与众弟兄姊妹有交通。
To fellowship with all brothers and sisters.
因着我们这样交通的缘故。
And because of this so fellowship.
叫我们能达到在真道上和认识神的儿子上合一。
That we can be one in the matter of truth and in knowing our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹让我们记得。
Sisters,
我们聚会的第二个原因
The second reason we assemble
那是为着基督的身体
Is for the body of Christ
因着这个原因
For this reason
所以我们要学习要互相联络做肢体
We have to learn to be members one of another
今天我们在一起聚会
Today we gather together.
我们不能呢，好像呢，像这个visitor， 像这个客人一样。
We should not be like guests or visitors.
你知道在教会里头没有 visitors.
You know there are no visitors in the church.
因为什么呢？圣经告诉我们说，你们并不是 strangers and sojourners， 你们并不是这个外人的和客旅。
But the Bible tells us that we are not strangers or sojourners.
你们是在基督家里的人
We are members of the household.
我们都是一同做肢体的
We are members together.
所以当神的儿女聚集的时候我们必须要学习怎样能联络怎样能配搭
Therefore when the children of God are gathered together we have to learn how to be united together
我们不能彼此中间呢好像维持一个距离
We cannot keep a distance from one another.
你知道一个聪明的人就是与任何的人都维持一个距离。
You know a clever person keeps a distance from anybody.
这是一个聪明的人。
This is a clever
person. 如果你与人太近了，恐怕会有摩擦。
If you're too close to somebody, there may be conflict.
所以，如果今天我们真正是要做身体的见证的话
，Therefore, if we are to bear the true testimony of the body.
第一你要看见说你必须要把你自己摆上
First you have to see you have to put up yourself
我这个中文里头没有字英文的字就是 commit
in English is commit
我们今天聚集不是来观光的
Today we are not just visiting
我们今天聚集乃是要把自己摆上因为不把自己摆上的话，这个身体的见证就做不出来了。
For if we do not commit ourselves, we cannot bear the testimony of the body.
你知道有的时候我们呢，去参加聚会啊，就是像一个客人一样。
You know, sometimes when we go to a meeting, we are like a visitor.
所以结果呢，一出门可以得多的，有困难的，不对。
Therefore, you can receive benefit from the meeting, but when there is problem, you will disappear.
这个是带领聪明的。
This is clever.
你知道，我常常觉得，我们自己没有孩子。
brother Kong did not have any children.
但是我觉得说别人的孩子都是很好玩的。
And you would feel that other children are very nice.
别人的孩子都是好像我自己的孩子一样。
And you would treat other children as his own children.
当这些孩子很活泼很好玩的时候，我一下忘了。
When they're nice, you would play with them.
跟他哭了有什么问题，那他不会去管他。
When they start to cry, it is their parents.
你看这个实在很聪明啊。 今天有许多人在教会里头也是这样的。
We have the same people in the church today.
他们从来不把自己摆上。They
never commit themselves.
他们有好道听就听听。
If they are good servants, they will be here.
如果有问题，人不在。
If they have problems, they will be here.
很聪明。
但是这样这个圣经的见证不足。所以我们要看见说，今天我们聚会不是光是一个礼拜聚一次会的问题。Therefore, we have to see that we are not just gathering here once a week.
如果今天一个礼拜聚一次会，If
we just gather once a week.
或者说跟聪明一年一年聚两次会。Or
maybe just twice a year.
就是圣诞和那个 Easter 来两次。 这样呢，这个。 人也不能碰你，你也不去碰人。Then
there will be very little comfort.
相安无事。
All will be peaceful.
那不是很好吗？
That will be nice.
但是你要看见圣经的见证。But
there will be no testimony of the
body. 我们是肢体。
We are members.
肢体就是联络的。Members
are to be united.
并且是很激进。
We are very intimate.
因为这样的缘故，我们如果不把我们自己摆上的话，我们没有办法解决这些。For
this reason, if we do not commit ourselves, we cannot get it.
所以我说，我们要为着身体而聚会的话，第一，我们必须要 commit， 要摆上。Therefore,
if we are to meet for the testimony of the body, first we must commit ourselves.
那你一摆上呢，就发生第二个问题了。
Once you commit yourself.
你如果不摆上的话，没有问题的。
If you do not commit yourself, there will be no question.
你一摆上就有问题了。
But once you commit yourself, there will be question.
这个问题是什么呢？
What is the question?
因为你一摆上了，你与弟兄姊妹调和了。
Once you commit yourself, you mix with other brothers.
那个你就发现说，弟兄姊妹有许多的地方与你格格不入。
Then you will discover there will be many differences between you and other brothers.
有的时候，我们彼此的性格这个方面呢发生摩擦。
Sometimes there's a difference in our temper.
有的时候，我们在意见方面发生摩擦。
Or our opinion.
有的时候，我们在热心方面也发生热摩擦。
Or in our enthusiasm.
有的时候，在我们侍奉上也发生摩擦。
Sometimes there's conflict in our service.
所以我用第二个字就是 crisis。 你有了 commitment， 马上一下去就是 crisis， 就是危机来了。Therefore,
we see once you have commitment, crisis will follow.
感谢主，我们一同要来侍奉主的时候，有很多的危机。Praise
the Lord, when we are gathering together to serve the Lord, there are many crises.
一定有的。
For sure.
那么这些的危机就带进什么东西来呢？
And what would these crises bring?
带进了 cross， 十字架。
These crises would bring the cross.
你看这三个东西连在一起的。
See, these three things are linked together.
你 commit to your crisis, your crisis to your cross.
When you commit yourself, there will be crisis. When there are crisis, there will be the cross.
那么有了 cross 你更 commit.
And if you have the cross, you will commit yourself.
所以这个好像是一个 cycle 啊，一个圆圈一样，它一直在那里。那么这样，你要看见说，我们就一同在主里面就渐渐的长大。Then
we can see we can grow together in the Lord's grace.
神的旨意要我们一同长大。The
will of God is that we grow together.
不是光是你这个个别长得很粗很粗。Not
just one arm growing very fast.
那么你这个腿很细很细。But
the legs are very thin.
这个变成奇形怪状。 乃是说，我们如果真正把自己摆上，一同来侍奉的话
，But rather we commit to give ourselves and serve together.
那这样，这个身体就渐渐的长大，就满有基督长成的身体。
And the body would grow together to the maturity of the Lord.
这一个也是一个聚会的原因。
This is another reason why we met.
我们今天聚会在一起，目的就是要彰显基
督。Today we gather together to manifest the Lord.
因为教会乃是基督团体的彰显。
For the church is the corporate manifestation of our Lord.
不是你一个人来彰显。
Not individual.
我们一同来彰显。
The corporate.
我们的主是那样一位丰富的主。
Our Lord is such a rich Lord.
没有一个肢体能把主的丰富都彰显出来。
There is not one member that can manifest all the riches.
需要所有的肢体一同来彰显基督的荣
耀。It requires all members of the body together.
主给你一点恩典。
The Lord gives you some gift.
主给我一点恩典。那么主给我们每一个人都有一点恩典，有一点恩赐。
The Lord give us blessing and gift.
我们就应当把主所给我们的，我们大家拿出来。
Then we bring what the Lord has given us.
我们大家拿出来，叫这个我们在一起的时候，就把这一位基督有丰富的彰显。
And when we all do this, then we can manifest the riches of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们如果真正是要彰显基督的话
If we really want to manifest the Lord,
我们这个人一定要 involve 我们要把自己摆在
We must involve we must involve ourselves
并且我们应当把主所给我们的来分享这个
And we should share with others what the Lord has given us
这样的话我们大家在一起就能把基督彰显
Then together we can manifest
不但是这样，并且当我们这样聚会的时候，主就能用这个身体来完成他的工作。
The Lord can use this body to accomplish His work.
不但能在这个世界的上面能影响其他的人
，Not only can we influence other people in this world.
教主的福音能出去。
That the gospel of the Lord may be spread.
我们知道教会有一个使命，就是要把主的福音传出去。
We know that the church has one commission, and that is to spread the gospel of our Lord.
我们要叫万民来做主的门徒。
That all may become disciples of the Lord.
这个不单是我们要传呢。
This requires not only that we preach the gospel.
并且我们要活出这个身体的生活。
But we have to live the life of the body.
如果我们活出身体的生活来，这个传就有能力。
If we live the life of the body, then our preaching will have power.
所以你知道，在许多的地方
，Therefore you know, in many places,
当教会受逼迫的时候
，When the church is persecuted,
反而福音更兴旺
，The gospel would be expanded.
当他们受逼迫的时候，他们不能啊在大庭广众之中传道。
When they are persecuted, they cannot hold large meetings.
他们也不能到马路上去传福音。
They cannot preach the gospel on the street.
但是稀奇信主的人更多。
But one marvelous thing is they're more Christians.
为什么原因
？Why?
因为当教会受逼迫的时候
，But when the church is persecuted,
神的儿女实在是不分彼此。
The children of God were no longer divided.
实在是彼此相爱。
They love one another.
实在显出身体来了。
And they show forth the body.
人就看见基督
，and people can see the Lord.
所以结果怕他们碰到难处的时候就来找。
Therefore, when they have problems, they will come to get help.
你不必去找他们，他们会来找你。
You don't have to go to them; they will come to you.
所以信徒变多。
Therefore, there are more people that will be saved.
这个教会的使命就得以完成。
And the commission of the church will be accomplished.
教会的使命不单是赋予这个看得见的世界。
The commission of the church is not only concerning the world that is visible.
我们知道教会的使命也对那个看不见的世界有极大的贡献。
But the commission of the church also concerns the invisible.
因为以弗所第三章说
For Ephesians chapter 3 tells
us, 借着教会
by the church,
叫那执政掌权的，这里的执政掌权是指着空中执政掌权。
That we canconcerning the rulers and the authorities in the heavenly bodies, in the heavenly place.
这个不是指着地上的执政掌权。
Not those rulers of the world.
是指在天上执政掌权。
But the rulers of heaven.
叫他们也能看见神不凡的权。
That they can see the wisdom of God.
这一个见证能达到那个不见的世界。
This testimony can touch the invisible.
所以基督徒聚会实在是有很重大的意义。
Therefore, there is great significance to the gathering together of Christians.
如果今天我们真正能看见我们基督徒聚会究竟是为着什么原因？
If we can truly see the purpose of why we gather here,
那我们要看见说这样的聚会是何等的宝贝。
Then we can see how precious it will be together in such a way.
这样的聚会对神的国来讲，那个影响是何等的大。
What great would be the influence of this gathering together to the kingdom of God.
而我们有了这样的观念之后
，when we have such concept,
我们啊来聚会的时候，我们就会觉得说，我们必须要把自己完全摆上。
Then we would feel the need to commit ourselves when we come to meet.
我们必须要把自己调整。
We must involve.
我们必须要一同来尊重为元首
and together we will exalt the Lord.
我们必须要与众弟兄姊妹相爱，要同心。
We will love brothers and sisters and be in one spirit.
我们也要看见说，我们要必须学习这首十字架在我们身上做工。
And we must let the cross work in us.
免得我们自己伟大。
That we will not be proud of.
免得我们与弟兄姊妹不能配合起
来 not be united with brothers.
所以基督徒聚会是必须的
Therefore, it is a must for Christians.
我们必须聚会
We must attend.
但是我们聚会也应当知道为什么
But we also need to know why we attend.
那么这样的话这样的聚会在神的面前才有的是有的价值
Then,such a gathering with a spiritual significance.
所以今天晚上我在这里就是把我心里一点点那个负担与弟兄姊妹分享一
点。我们来去 share with you tonight the burden in my heart.
不算是讲一篇道。
Not a sermon.
不过我是愿意与弟兄姊妹谈谈我心里的。
I can share with brothers and sisters my heart.
我盼望弟兄姊妹把这些的话带走。你在主面前去祷告催默这些如果是出于主的盼望主把这些的话在你身上能有实际的功能
If these words are of the Lord then may they become may they take effect in you
如果有什么话不是出于主的那么你把它忘记就是
If it is not of the Lord you will forget
主啊我们实在感谢赞美你因为你拯救了我们主啊你并没有意思要我们单独的做基督徒主啊你吩咐我们说不可停止聚会但是主啊我们聚会不是为着形式也不是为着习惯主啊你吩咐我们聚会乃是为着要达到你那永远的旨意主啊求求你开启我们的心窍让我们看见我们聚会乃是为着你的儿子主啊你不要叫我们做一个自私的人专门顾到自己的多少主啊让我们实在看见说我们聚会是要你的儿子右手的主啊也娘求你让我们看见今天我们聚会乃是为着叫你的教会叫你的身体能增长等于彰显等于完成所以说啊你真是叫我们每一个弟兄姊妹能把我们自己完全的摆上能让你的十字架在我们身上做身体的工程是吧好叫你叫我们聚集的那个目的能得以达到是吧我们恭恭敬敬把我们自己放在你的手中求你自己施恩听我们的祷告奉耶稣基督